everyone. We already have an update to the situation. And apparently, it turns out, it's a communication issue between the wife and the husband as far as the rent deposit thing. Per a suggestion from May, I called back and got the actual husband on the phone, and usually he pawns billing questions onto her and apartment questions onto her. He even pawns when I call to complain about something. Most of the time he pawns it on her, meaning his wife. I guess that's so that he can do his job, but the way I see it, I don't know. If you're going to be a landlord, and if you're going to play landlord, you shouldn't pawn things off on your wife, especially when the customer asks to speak with you specifically. If you're busy, just let them know that and let them know you'll call back some other time. But at any rate, per a suggestion from May, I did get John on the phone. I'm surprised, because like I said, most of the time he won't get on the phone. And if he does, he says, well, let me let you talk to my wife. Well, he didn't today. She did transfer me to him. He was under the impression, apparently, that they had sent me the check. He says that they're going to get it out right away. However, he assumes I made an assumption. And this is why I say do not pawn your jobs off onto someone else. Or if you do, check into it. One of the things very shortly after I had moved in that I found was they did repaint the apartment, or at least the living room anyway. Now, I don't know if they did do the bedroom or not. But at any rate, when I was walking in the bedroom, one of the walls had very sharp paint on it. What I mean by this is it had very sharp points and whatnot that you could get yourself scratched on. It felt like someone had scratched the wall or had done something to it. It's what it felt like. And I did call, and the wife was the one who, and I think I can even prove it because I've probably got the recording, but I told her about it, and I may have even said it to her in person. But at any rate, she was the one who said, okay, well, we'll have her come over and sand it and whatnot. Well, he made an assumption today. He says that he's like, well, you're getting your whole deposit back. However, I just wanted to let you know that we did have to put money out. We had to repaint the bedroom because you had the maintenance person come over and sand the wall. He says, in future, you should not make these assumptions. These are landlord decisions, blah, 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 blah. I never make any type of assumption in that regard. I always, you know, especially, matter of fact, in the beginning, I did not have her phone number, meaning the maintenance person's phone number. I did at the end, but in the beginning, no. I only had the landlord's phone number. So here again, while the deposit thing has been taken care of, he's now making assumptions that I made assumptions and yada, yada, yada. Quite frankly, I think May has said it right before. Him and his wife are too busy running the attorney business that they run. They don't need to be landlords. If they're going to do that without extra help, then they don't need to be doing it. The person we're renting from now, I think, well, I know they have several properties, not just here in town, but actually outside of town as well. And they have other things that they do as well, but they also have help. They have other people helping them. You know, they have it together, but yeah, the prior landlord just doesn't. So there you guys go. There's an update to everything. We're getting our deposit, and I should see it in the next couple days. I bet you she doesn't like me going over her head like that, but I don't care. All right. So take care, stay safe, and have a good day.